This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
There should be built in this idea that nobody wants their company to be responsible for this level of death and destruction.
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
There were cheers and screams for us like we were superstars. It was amazing. And I was like, this is bananas.
We are different. We are unique. That's what makes our community unique. That's what makes us special. That's what we're trying to grow. We're trying to grow that uniqueness and trying to cultivate a community.
Welcome to another Deep Dive podcast with the chicks on the right. Today is going to be all about Camp Tono, our meet and greet that just took place this past weekend in Tampa, or just outside of Tampa, I should say. But before we get to that, we need to give an extra special shout out to our title sponsor of that event and one of our most favorite sponsors on our show, and that's GenuCell. GenuCell prepared the cutest little gift for every last attendee. Mm-hmm. That was so sweet. A full size, you know, sample brand, like one of their skincare products. People got different ones. Amazing. Amazing, right?
Yeah, it's just branded and adorable. I brought one home. I showed my husband. I was like, look at what they did. I mean, it's just the sweetest, most lovely. It's just awesome. So yeah, we just love them so much. And you guys, they have, you know, they have a concierge service. They're unlike any skincare line that I've ever used. Just aside from the customer service, the product alone is so top notch and awesome and has completely transformed my skin. And I was always anal retentive about my skin. But now that I'm using their stuff, it's like a whole other level. Like I love it so much. And I'm going to use it until the day I die. I love it.
They're rolling out this personal shopper concierge service by offering their best-selling products for just $25 a piece. And so the way it works is that you get a personal shopper to help you choose the products that are best for you, and you can reach them through email, through private text, by cell phone if you want. So it's a really cool service that they're announcing. And on top of that, this is my most favorite thing, because they know how funny some of our following can be and how clever they can be when they write to us. And we've gotten so many messages from people that love GenuCell. And some of those messages we've read on our show because they're so funny. And now they're encouraging people to offer their private or their personal testimonials and send them to us, because if we choose yours to read on the air, you're going to get a free product from them,
which is the
most amazing thing ever. Again, just shows their generosity with our people. It's incredible. Yeah.
And personal connection, connection to customers, which I love so much. So they're just awesome. They're just such a step above everybody else.
Really?
Love them so
much.
Yeah.
Check them out at GenuCell.com/chicks and make sure to use code chicks. Again, right now you can get their bestsellers for just $25 a piece. So go and do yourself some shopping at GenuCell.com/chicks. Where do we even begin?
Well, we're doing a little bit of a debrief today. You know how whenever you do like some sort of event, you want to do a debrief? We just happen to be doing that in front of an audience. Because I think it's important for us to talk about like what happened, the behind the scenes. A lot of people don't know what went into this event. I think people think that it was done for us, but it was truly a labor of love, like a 6-month labor of love. And you and I are not event planners at all. In fact, I think I'd rather get a pap smear and a root canal than to plan an event. Like I barely planned my own wedding. Like, you know me, it was like chicken nuggets on a table and I got married with like 10 people around me. I hate event planning. I just don't like it at all. So when we sort of tasked ourselves with, hey, let's do a meet and greet, I was like, oh God, we have to plan an event. Oh my God. So, I mean, it wasn't something that we went into going, oh my God, like let's, you know, plan it. Like, this is so fun for us. It's like, it was a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's very daunting, and you want to make sure you do it right. And it's, you know, you and I are not event planning people. And so we're just not the kind of people that sit down and make party favors for people. That's not our jam. We're not those girls, you know? And so, it was a little scary at first, scary and daunting. And oh my God, are we going to be able to pull this off? And so at the end of the event, we were like, wow, we pulled this off logistically. And then also emotionally, I think we felt like this was awesome. Like it gave us so much joy to look at what we accomplished, both from a logistical and emotional perspective. Don't you think?
Oh my gosh. I mean, without question, like, and we're, you know, we're not people that are going to be like, look at how amazing we are. But no. In this, like, I'm giving ourselves, you know, a pretty good pat on the back for actually
pulling it off,
remembering to like do, you know, to take care of some of the details. Like it's, right. It's a hard thing to do.
It is.
And I'm extra, extra proud of us for actually getting a chance to meet and greet every last person who waited in line to do that with us. Like that, right. I am like, I'm blown away by the fact that we were somehow able to accomplish that. Incredible.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. But also for us, it wasn't even just about the meet and greet. It was our first opportunity to meet the Radio America team. The people that bring this podcast to you, our producer Valen, who's like in the background right now, like making this happen. I mean, getting to hug Valen and then like Rich and Mike and Jen. I mean, it was amazing to finally meet the team.
Right. Cause that's been 3 years in the making. Like we've been working with these people for 3 freaking years and we've met them on Zoom calls and every day, you know, we're dealing with these people, but we've never met them in person. So that was a huge deal for us. Just to be able to actually spend time with them and like have a dinner with them, to sit down and to even work with them in person. Like that's a big deal. It's really a big deal to be able to have like that cohesive team in person together, working together and being able to hug them is a huge deal. I mean, that's like, that was a huge, huge deal for us to be able to do that. So, and now I feel like we could just sigh, like a big sigh of relief, right? To say, oh my God, we've met them. Like we've met our family. You know what I mean? It's like being reunited with family. It's like, oh my God, we finally get to spend time with them. So that was a huge monumental thing for us to be able to that and spend time with them.
When you think back, I mean, cause like so much of it is a whirlwind, but when I think back to the moments, and there were so many, I mean, we could make this an all day podcast. But when I think back to some of the moments that really stand out it was before we actually spoke officially. And right after we had started to meet and greet some people that I had to pee. And so because the bathrooms were situated across the lawn from the room that we were in, that turned out to be a little bit of a ordeal.
Yeah.
And our security team, which was amazing, DAS, Executive Protection Services, cannot say enough good things about them, but they take their job very seriously. And they're like, you're not going to the bathroom without us. Like we're taking you there. We're going to go this back way. No one is going to get close to you. Like it's not time for that yet. And I remember as Matt led us behind the building and then across the lawn, there was a line of people on the sidewalk waiting to get in.
Right.
And you guys, they screamed at us like we were the Beatles.
Right.
There were cheers and screams for us like we were superstars. It was amazing. And I was like, this is bananas.
Yeah. The fact that there was even a line, like I was just like, there's a line of people, you know, just waiting to get into the event. Like it's just, and I guess it's weird for us because we're just regular everyday people. And so anytime we ever do an event, it's just the weirdest thing because I'm like, why do these people ever want to come see us?
I don't know.
What? we're total dorks. Like, why do they even want to do this? You know? So it was very humbling. And it always is humbling when we do events. Like, it's always just like, what? This is just crazy. Like, we've built this thing. And I think a lot of I always feel like people come to these events because they just want to see each other. And I think a lot of it is that. But then, you know, part of it is they also want to meet us too, you know, and I guess I'm just always blown away by the fact that they do, because they see us every day and they, you know, they watch our show. And I think we all feel like we're friends and they feel like they're friends with us because we've developed this friendship over the screen. And so they do feel like they're very close to us and they want to meet us and they want to hug us. And I love that. I think that's really neat because we have developed this sort of like a screen friendship, kind of like we've developed a friendship with our Radio America people. And we all want to get together and we want to have that sense of closure. Like, okay, I know you, I want to hug you, I want to see you in person. And I think we were able to do that with 375 of our closest, newest friends. Right.
Yeah.
And so it was a really incredible. Cool. Yeah. It was incredible. It was really, really incredible. And, you know, like logistically, there is so much that we had to do behind the scenes. I'm still exhausted. Like I'm still not caught up from like sleep because we didn't sleep much when we were there because I was worried a lot. You know, when we got there, it's very anxiety producing when you do this, at least for me. I can't speak for you.
Oh my God. Like, totally. Especially because the weather, you don't know how that's going to work out.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, you're like, are we going to do this right? Are people going to be happy? Are they going to, you know, are they going to like it? Are they going to, you know, are they going to be disappointed? Or that, you know, all that codependent stuff starts running through your brain where you're like, are these people going to, are they going to feel like this was worth their while to fly here and to, you know, to travel from Alaska and Idaho and South Dakota and, you know, Nebraska and all these places, you know, because when we started, that's one of the things you shouted out, you know, where are you guys from? And people were coming from all those places. And
everywhere.
It's just, I mean, it was just unbelievable that people came from such faraway places to Florida to come to this event. And that blew me away. And so you want to make sure that these people have a great time. And so we tried very hard to make sure that they did, you know?
Yeah.
And so we didn't get a lot of sleep. We did not.
No, we did not.
No.
One of the other like standout things for me about the event was, I would say, if I had to count, and I'm not going to get this exactly right, but I would say that there were at least 5 or 6 people, at least, when they came up to us in our receiving line, for lack of a better word, they were crying.
Yeah.
And the reasons probably varied, right? But like at least a couple of people came and they were like, it means so much to me to meet you, which again, you're just like, why?
Because yeah.
We're morons. You know what I mean? Like we're just complete regular dorks. And so when people are that affected by the work we do that we're super passionate about, I mean, I'm grateful, but I'm also just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand that level of love. Like I love it and I so appreciate it. It just is unfathomable to me that we've had that kind of an impact.
I think some of the stories though, like Valen was getting some of the intel on that. She was telling us some of the different unique individual stories on some of those people, because I mean, a couple of them, I was like, okay, there's no crying at Camp Chona. There's no crying at Camp Chona. And I was like, but by all means, you know, write us and tell us your story, because I feel like there's a story here. There's a story here. There's a story here, you know, because you wouldn't be crying for no reason. Right. You're obviously affected by something. And like Valen was giving us some backstories on some of the people. And like, you know, there were some people who came to the community and went before they met the people in our community, they were at a breaking point or they were at a turning point in their life. And so our community, it's kind of like, you know, when we got up and we started talking to everybody and we said, you know, the reason that you and I came together was we felt like it was a divine thing. The reason that I think that some of these people who were so emotionally affected by being there, I feel like it was kind of the same thing for them. Like they felt like they were at a turning point and then, you know, it could have been like a very negative turning point. And then they found our group of people and those were definitely their people. And it in a way, you know, for lack of a better phrase, I don't want to overstate this, but it may have changed the trajectory of their life in some way is just by meeting this group of people. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And so it wasn't just us, you know, it wasn't really us who did it. It was the community that we've built. But we're the representation of that. And I think that seeing us, they're just like, oh my God, you know, this thing that you've built has changed my life and has changed, you know, the relationships that I have in my life. And so we're the symbol of that. And so they were very emotional about it, which, you know, at the time we're like, why are you crying? Oh my God, there's no crying at Camp Chona. What the hell? And but looking at it now, being able to kind of look at it backwards and go, okay, some of these people just have found their people at a time, you know, maybe during COVID or during, you know, after they had a death in the family, or if they went through some sort of an addiction issue or something, they've found something that has changed them. And that's why we do what we do, man. I mean, is because of community. And that's what we were trying to convey during our chat, you know, our little right. Chitty chat up there.
Well, and what you said is exactly right. Like it we're just the face of a whole community.
Right.
But to your point, I mean, the people have become so special to each other that even like super fan Sid became somewhat of a celebrity at right. our event. Like everyone mm-hmm. was like, oh my gosh, we've heard the chicks talk about super fan Sid. We've talked to him in the insiders or supporters groups and they wanted pictures with him. And so it's sort of like this like, I don't know, this domino effect, right? Like yeah. everybody just gets so excited about the various people and all the inside jokes are such a thing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
a little scam.
Like this, yeah. right? Like the chick yeah. that came up to us with the tiny hands. I mean, I was dying. I yeah. just saw all of it was mm-hmm. so lovely.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of lovely and speaking of sponsors, every last attendee at our event got a travel pillow from MyPillow, which was freaking amazing, right?
It was.
I mean, like that's crazy that everybody yeah. got their own pillow. And what's awesome about MyPillow is that they also have a way of supporting not just them, but other conservative businesses because they have this site now, mystore.com/chicks, where they have products that are built and put together by conservative entrepreneurs. And then they use the site as sort of just like a one-stop shopping for all kinds of different things. And you can take your pick. Like you can search through all their things. They have so many things. They've got tools, they've got coolers, they've got beef jerky, they have flags, books, all kinds of different things that are all from conservative sponsored people. And so it's really nice to be able to support them. mystore.com/chicks. And then you can use code chicks for even bigger savings than what you're already going to see on that page.
Yeah.
mystore.com/chicks.
And that kind of makes me think about the gift bag that we put out there. It's pretty interesting because when we started planning, we were like, we'd love to be able to give people something to walk away with. You know, it's kind of like Oprah's
my favorite things.
Oprah's favorite things, you know, show. And we were like, it'd be nice to just send them away with something. We were not expecting to be able to give people a pillow and like the Jenny Sell stuff that they did. And then, you know, the supplements that they walked away with. I mean, I just could not believe the amount of generosity that our sponsors just sent us stuff. Like we were like, holy cow. And then, you know, we were kind of joking. So we're like, oh my God, we have to put all this stuff in like 375 gift bags at the Marriott. We're staying at the Marriott. We're just like, okay, where are we going to do this? Like we had to find a place. You guys, we had to find this just in a space that was big enough to be able to do this. We had to go all over the hotel trying to figure out, okay, where?
And they were trying to charge us for using a banquet room or whatever. And we oh, we don't need a banquet room. We just need a little place away from everybody.
And it wasn't really even a little place. Like we needed a place. We really needed a place to spread out. Cause at first we were like, we did not plan ahead well at all.
We
don't know how to do this. So when we got there and we saw all these boxes, we were like, holy crap. Like what have we done? We have to find 375 bags is not just like something you can do in somebody's hotel room. Like this is, and we were thinking, oh, that's fine. We could totally do that in our room. It's no big deal.
There's no way.
You can't do that in somebody's room. This is how amateur that we are when it comes to this stuff. And we were just like, oh, we're going to, we got there. We were like, oh my God, we have to figure this out. And then we did. And we figured it out. And then, you know, we took a picture of these 375 gift bags that that Mock and I had laid out on the ground, like in a corner of this hotel, this nice hotel. And we took a picture, sent it to the Radio America folks. We're like, get ready to work when you get here.
They were in the air while we were starting to open up all the gift bags and get them set up. And we were like, I hope you're ready to work when you get here and that you don't need any rest time because oh damn.
Yeah. And I think one of our boss's response was, we've booked massages. Yeah. So it's like this is because that's their sense of humor, right? So I mean, this is the thing. But we got it done and it was, you know, it was great. And I think they were a little smashed when we got to the venue. But I mean, other than that, it was, I think it went off without a hitch. And I think people were delighted with what they got. And
I hope so.
Right. So incredibly just grateful to our sponsors.
And the two folks who created the stickers and the little scrubbies, we had two insiders that, I mean, Sue hand crocheted 400 of these things.
400.
Of these little crocheted scrubbies. And we included all of those in the gift bags as well. And then Carmen made all the stickers. I mean, that just amazing.
Yeah,
amazing generosity.
And Sue told me each one of those little scrubbies that she made, it takes an hour. So think about that. Can you take that 400 hours of work from one individual in our group of people just for this, for nothing? She did it for nothing. I mean, this is just, these are the kind of people that we have in our group. I mean, just selfless, amazing people. She's like, let me just do this for you. And she sent me this giant box of those scrubbies and she's like, give them away. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, these are the people that we have in our community. Selfless, amazing people that are just willing to do this kind of stuff. And I just, And then Valen was telling us that, you know, that three women, like the people are willing to help. She's over there trying to give gift bags away. And she goes, it was amazing. She's, I've done a ton of events and I've never seen the kind of people that are willing to help so much as I did in your community, that they were willing to come up and they were like, let us help you, you know, let us help give out the gift bags. Let us help you do like X, Y, Z, whatever you need, we can help you out. I mean, I love that. Like we have a lot of helpers and givers and, you know, just really selfless, amazing people in our community. And I think that that needs to be said.
Yeah,
is that those are the, those are the kind of people that we have in our group. And I think that's just really important to emphasize. What a bunch of kick-ass people, right?
Oh my gosh. It just speaks to the quality of people. It's why we're always saying, if you join Facebook Insiders, if you join the local supporters, you are among literally the salt of the earth, the very best people on the planet. Truly.
Yes.
And that is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Then there was the next day. So we left and, you know, there was a moment, which I loved, at the very end of our meet and greet. It was about 8:50 and our security team had said, listen, we don't want you to get charged like some fee for leaving late because they're going to start tearing things down. They want us out of here at 9 o'clock on the nose. So we're going to start leading people out like no later than 10 till. And you know, you got to make sure you get through this line. So we were hustling, man. We wanted to make sure everybody that was waiting in line got a moment with us at least. And then when we found out that we made it, it was like 8:51 or something.
We were like,
woo! Oh my gosh, that was the greatest moment ever. Right. And so we ended up leaving on such a high and just feeling amazing. And even while, because you drove, of course, which you always do.
Yeah.
And I was starting to look on Facebook and on Locals and I was starting to see pictures going up, right? I was seeing all the comments and people were just, you know, just overjoyed. They just had such a wonderful, wonderful time. And it just felt so good. And like, we went to bed that night feeling so, so good. And then we woke up in the morning. We knew that we had to get to UPS and ship some things. We had, you know, we still had a lot to do, even on Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were feeling so good. And as we were waiting for the car, as we were waiting for our valet to get the car, I saw a thread on Facebook. We were tagged in it and it's gone now, but I saw a thread with some complaints and it was just a small number of folks, but it was so ouchy. And it had to do mostly with the accommodations apparently, but also there were some pretty personal digs at the organization of the event as a whole. And the comment that really just made me crazy was that next time we do an event, we need to hire a better planning team. And I'm like, we are the planning team.
Right. We can't, we couldn't afford to hire a planning team.
Right.
I mean, I think, yeah. And it's exactly. And if we hired a planning team, there would be no planning team because we'd be paying for a planning team, which means that we wouldn't be having an event at all because we're not,
right.
Because we would be in the red. You know what I mean? It's like, because this one, we ended up not make, you know what I mean? We ended up basically paying like we didn't really even break even as much as we ended up paying a little bit because events are very expensive to do. I don't think that individual understands how much money goes into an event. I mean, it's their venues are expensive. Security is expensive. Food is outrageous.
Oh my God.
You have
and there were complaints about, you know, there was a complaint about the food, that there wasn't a cash bar, that like, it wasn't worth the money. And I was like, well, what did you pay money for?
Right.
Because the whole point of the event was not food. It was not booze. It was community. Right. And I felt like we gave people that and then some. You know what I mean?
I really do too. I really do too. I think that we definitely excelled on that. Like, I mean, we didn't serve lobster and steak, but that's not what it was about.
Yeah.
And, you know, and accommodations, it's hit or miss with that, whatever city you're in. I mean, even ours, we stayed at a really nice hotel. And, you know, there were some things, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect in every way. But I don't think hotels are perfect in every way. I mean, I've been to hotels at the nicest parts of Vegas. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't perfect in every way. So what? Big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, move on. I still had a nice day. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I made the best of it.
And I understand, listen, it sucks when accommodations aren't good.
Right.
And that's why our travel agent, who I thought did a marvelous job getting everything booked and organized and, you know, extracurricular events organized. I thought that, I mean, that's a job, man. It's certainly not one I could do.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can't personally visit every hotel and certainly not every hotel room before they book it for people. They just book the rooms. Like beyond that, it's up to the hotel to make sure that they're, you know, servicing their customers well. And so now I'm just worried because now there's like infighting among some of the attendees, which makes my heart hurt. And it takes away from what was such a beautiful experience, I think, for the vast overwhelming majority of people, including us. And so it's just been kind of a, you know, that's been disappointing ever since, is because the complaints aren't stopping. Like even in our live stream this morning, it was like constant. And so, you know, it's a group of people that are upset, I guess, about their stay. And that's the focus. Like it's all about that. And I just feel like, you know what? Can we just move past that and recognize the good parts? Because that's what I'm going to focus on. Like after we have this discussion right now, I'm done like thinking about that. I'm going to go out on a high.
Because it's that hair on a birthday cake. Can we just remove the hair and just focus on the birthday? And because the birthday actually was really a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
And
it was the best.
It was a really great birthday celebration. And, you know, and it really, it's about the birthday itself and celebrating that life and celebrating the goodness that comes with that life. And I feel like we really did a great job with that night. And the weekend, I think that people really had a lot of fun and so many friendships were formed and also enhanced that weekend. And I, you know, God, I hate to take away from that. I really do, with petty bullshit.
I know.
So that does bother me a little bit. So I hope it's not overshadowed, you know?
And it leads to a whole new host of questions about what we do from here, because it's been our goal to do this every 6 months in a different part of the country each time so that we can meet as many people as possible. But along with that, you know, there's some give and take. There's some decisions to make now. Do we expand the audience knowing full well that we'll never be able to meet as many people personally as they would like or as we would like? Or do we actually lower
it,
the amount of people that come and make it a little more intimate? And then also for people who are coming again for a second time, kind of like a reunion, can we have, you know, maybe we have them get in the back of the line and make sure that the priority is given to people who have never had a chance to interact with us face to face. That's the dilemma we're facing now, is like, how do we make sure that we're doing this in a way that stays true to us and what we want out of these parties, or, and how do we make everybody else happy at the same time?
And then you can also take the travel component out of it, you know, say nobody plans travel for anybody. You're on your own. And then there's nobody to blame, you know? You know, that's because, I mean, that was something that we thought it would be nice for people to have a group rate. It would be nice for people to have, you know, sort of like a place where everybody could go meet at a bar afterwards and have an after party or have some activities. If you take that away, then you take away, you know what I mean? That camaraderie that people get. But if people are on their own, they're on their own to plan. They're on their own to do their own thing. And that's that. You're on your own, period.
Yeah.
And so we just take that component out of it completely and it's have fun. Do it on your own then. And then there's nobody to point fingers at. You know what I mean?
Right. I hate that because, again, I feel like I bet if we took a poll among the attendees, again, I think it would seriously be like 80 to 90% of people would be like, it was great. Everything was great. I loved everything. My stay was fine. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
And maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong about that. And it's just that because our people generally are so dear, they don't want to complain. Maybe they did have bad experiences, but they don't want to focus on that. They want to focus on the positive. And then there's this smaller group of people who really wants to harp on it, like tell us over and over again how they felt about their accommodations and just not let it go. I don't know why there's such this difference between people's experiences.
Right.
But it just sucks. And it makes us really wonder how we're going to handle the next event and like what the best way to do, because we do not want to be the kind of people who like just rent out a theater somewhere and talk at people and never have a chance to meet them. That's what,
that's what
big name people do. And we are not those people.
Right. And that's exactly what we were trying to say. I think when we were, you know, talking the other night, that's really what we were trying to convey. I think that was the whole point of our little spiel, even if you want to call it a spiel. That's that was the whole point of it. I think is we are different. We are unique. That's what makes our community unique. That's what makes us special. That's what we're trying to grow. We're trying to grow that uniqueness and trying to cultivate a community of, you know, that's the makeover, right? When we have our tagline of giving conservatism a makeover, that's what we wanted from the very beginning. We want people to be like, oh, so this is where I belong. You know, I want to have friendships. I want to have closeness with people that are like-minded with me. I want to have that. I don't want to just be another name on a screen somewhere with faceless, nameless people. I want to have these friendships and these relationships. I want that. And you can have that in our community. And that's, you know, and you can get to know us and you can get to know other people. And I think that is what makes us different. That is precisely what makes us unique. And it always has. And we've always interacted with our people, which is why we've remained kind of small, which is why we aren't completely freaking loaded. You know what I mean? It's like, it's why we're not on, it's why we're not Ben Shapiro. You know what I mean? It's because we're different. We've always just been different. And I think that, and that's good. I think that's good that we're different. We fill a niche that other people, we saw a need and we filled that need. And I think that's a good thing. And so we want to continue to do that. And I think that people want that from us. And I think that they want this community. So, I mean, but you're right. We got to figure out a way to keep that going without, you know, I just think there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. I don't want to do another event where people are like, well, this sucked, you know,
because
we don't want to keep doing events where people don't like it. We want to make sure why do events if people don't like them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there was that other comment where it's like, we didn't give people enough time. And I'm like, okay, just make that math work for me then.
Right.
How exactly do we give people 2 minutes or more when there are 375 of them and we have 4 hours?
Right.
And we can't clone ourselves.
Exactly. We'll have to cut it down because like that's another thing. People were mags. We didn't sell enough tickets. You know, I mean, so we'll have to, there's always going to be people who are mad at us, you know, for whatever reason. So we just need to figure out what that sweet spot is.
I can tell you right now, it's not going to be bigger. Like
it can't be bigger. No, it simply cannot be. If anything, it'll be smaller. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do some other more debriefing and figure out what that looks like. But we just don't want people to walk away not liking it. Otherwise, we won't do it because, you know, it's not like we're going into these things making a ton of money or walking away with, you know, we're not doing it for that. We're doing it for the community. We're doing it to make sure that people are getting something out of it. We want to make sure that people are happy and that people are fulfilled and that people are, you know, getting that sense of community and feeling like they're meeting other like-minded individuals and they're walking away with a sense of joy. That's what we want. And they're like, oh my God, I met so-and-so and now we're talking every day, you know, and we're having Zoom calls and she's my new best friend. And we want that for people. That's what we want. And that's, you know, that's the goal of this. And if, yeah. if we're not achieving that, then what are we doing? Right.
Right. And that's the thing. I guess we just like everything else we do, we have to go into it knowing full well and accepting the fact that people are going to be disappointed no matter how we approach it.
Right.
Because there's the part of me that is like, man, I wish it could just be free. Right. And that way people wouldn't get, because there's people who have been like, how come it has to cost so much to meet you? Well, I don't know how else to, I don't know how else to host right. a giant group of people except with money. And so then there's the other part of me that thinks maybe we should charge double what we did to keep the numbers down. But then right. I know we're excluding people who really love us a lot and should have a way to meet us without having yeah. to fork over a lot of money. I don't right. know how to fix these problems. I really
yeah.
don't.
I agree. I agree. And then, you know, is there a way to do it online, you know, where people don't have to pay? There's, we've talked about this too. I mean, this is the thing. I know there's a lot of things that we need to try to figure out, but listen, venues aren't free, y'all. I mean,
food isn't free. Booze isn't free. None of it is free.
And we were actually shocked about that too, because like we said at the beginning, we don't do event planning. And when we started seeing the cost of things, we were like, oh my God,
I know.
You gotta be freaking kidding me with this. I mean, it's like, if you do event planning for a living, you probably are like, I get it, you know? But I mean, when we got into this, we're like, this is outrageous. This is so stupid. I can't believe that costs that much money. That's so dumb. Chairs cost what? Yeah. A tech cost that? I mean, it's stupid. It's just stupid. Like, this is why weddings are so dumb. Right.
Yeah.
It's why weddings are outrageous. It's just so, I know, I keep telling my daughter, get married in the backyard one day. It was just so dumb. So, yeah.
Anyway, that is some of the backstory. And I hope that answers, if there are like lingering questions out there where people are like, I wonder how they did this and who put this together and who can we get mad at? Well, it's us. You can just get mad at us.
Right.
Because that is the story.
Right. And if you have any questions, you know, ask us. We'll answer them, you know, because we're pretty open when it comes to this stuff. So, I mean, if you have any lingering questions that we haven't answered, by all means, write us and ask us. And, you know, if something that we can answer, we'll answer it for sure. Yeah. And we'll see what happens in Phoenix, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We'll have more details coming out about that event in like late October. Tickets are going to go on sale for that in early November. In the meantime, something that we do know a lot about is our friends at My Patriot Supply. They are the people that you want to visit if you need disaster recovery or emergency planning gear in your home for your family to prepare for whatever. And sometimes people, you know, they stock up bottles of water in their safe rooms or their basements, and that's a fantastic idea and you should absolutely do it. But sometimes people don't often think about food in the same way. And that's one of the things that you can get your hands on at preparewiththechicks.com. If you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you can save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit, which you can get put away and forget about for 25 years. And you know, it's going to store well and it's going to be there for you in the event of a food crisis. And at this point in our country, you can't rule that out.
That is right. That is so right. You in danger, girl. You got to get it. That is true. Hold on to it.
Mm-hmm. Preparewiththechicks.com. Okay, that was our debrief.
All right, I think it's a pretty good debrief. Yeah, exactly. And listen, all in all, it was amazing. It was amazing.
I'm still on a high.
I'm still on a high too. I really am. Like, seriously, no matter what comments are out there, whatever, I'm still on a high and I want to do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to do it again. So I'm looking forward to April already. I really am. And same. I can't wait to see some of the same people. And I can't wait to see some new people that didn't get a chance to come to the last one. Yes. Really excited about that. So it's going to be awesome. And I'm also excited to wear my cowgirl boots because it's in the West.
That's right. And we probably won't have to worry about rain.
We won't. Not in Phoenix. We will not have to worry about it there. So super excited about that. Okay. Everybody can find us at chicksontheright.com. That is like our little chicks nucleus. Definitely go there every single day. You guys bookmark it if you haven't, because we've got some fantastic writers. In fact, one of them was actually at our meet and greet. We got to hug her and that was a joy to be able to do that. So go to our website. And where else can people find us, Mock?
All the socials were at Chicks on Right, pretty much everywhere except Facebook, where it's Chicks on the Right. So you can find our page there. You can find our group page there. And of course, our insiders group as well. All the links are on our website at chicksontheright.com.
There you go. You guys have a fantastic week. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
That question of working harder than ever before to reduce risk is an interesting one, because from the basic concept of free markets, there should be built in this idea that nobody wants their company to be responsible for this level of death and destruction.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.